You are listening to the audio production of 12 Challenges Churches Face by Mark Dever, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Crossway Books and is read by Tim H. Dixon. Dedication. To Michael and Adrian Lawrence, dear friends for more than 20 years, and sweet partners in the gospel who, like the household of Stephanus, have devoted themselves to the service of the saints. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15. Preface. 12 Challenges Churches Face. Do you think the biggest problems facing your church are extraordinary situations, providing better grief counseling, or improving your singing? I think God's Word has some other ideas of what challenges your church faces, some more ordinary challenges, some more theological challenges. I've never bought into the idea that theology is always academic, obscure, and secondary. To me, knowledge of God has always drawn me to know God, hardly an obscure or merely academic task. The Bible presents example after example of theology applied to life. And one of the prime examples of this is 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians is a fascinating book. It's a confusing book. It's a book that is mined for proof texts on various topics. And it is undeniably a powerful book. Paul had clearly discovered in Christ the freedom to lay aside his own rights in order to love and serve others. This work of Christ's Spirit in him brought insights into the nature of preaching the gospel, of living a holy life as a whole church, the willingness to be wronged, to forgo rightful pleasure if other people would benefit from his abstinence. On and on we could go. The love Paul knew from Christ was used by the Holy Spirit to unlock the riches of both understanding and applying the gospel to the life of a congregation that Paul knew and loved. In this letter, 1 Corinthians, Paul astonishes the pastor. At least he did me. When he was facing the most normal of problems, division in the church, worldliness, selfishness, and others, he reached for deeply theological responses. Paul called the Corinthian congregation to be not divided, but united, not worldly, but holy, not selfish, but loving. That's not the surprising part. The surprising part is how he argued this with them. He called them to forsake divisions, because God is one. He called them to forsake sin, because...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?